Speaker 1.
Let me start off by saying that I love this book. It has earned a permanent place on my bookshelf and I'm recommending it to everyone I know. You don't have to be an absolute fantasy devotee to like this book. I enjoyed the fact that the fantasy in this book is pretty light, with most of the story really being centered in our world. The author does a great job with the characters. They're never so extreme that they don't seem human. They're always struggling with their nature, which is something all of us do.
Speaker 2.
This was a very worthwhile read. I can confidently say that this is among the better reads available. I was impressed on many levels, and the reading experience was an enjoyable one. I would recommend it to fans of the zombie apocalypse genre, but I also think it would work for readers who might ordinarily avoid this type of novel. In simple terms, it is a well-written story featuring sound characterization. I definitely recommend it, and I would be happy to read more by this promising young author, especially the sequel to this one.
Speaker 3.
Although this is quite a short story with a limited number of characters, I found that they were still developed and interesting. In a similar way, there are only two or three settings where the action takes place. However, there are many twists in the story, and it is surprising how easily some of the characters are manipulated, as well as how trusting and untrustworthy people can be. When the tale came to a close, I definitely wanted to find out more about them, and the next book's adventures should be great. To conclude, a highly enjoyable quick read that is well written, with quality characters, and an intriguing ending.
Speaker 4.
This is the first book in what is currently a trilogy, and it's engaging enough to want to see what happens next in this world. The finale was emotional, and I was content with the outcome. I don't really have anything negative to say about this book. For fans of complex adult fantasy or readers who dislike romantic storylines, then this might not be for you. That being said, I thought the romance was well crafted and believable. It's not the sort of book I'd normally read, but I finished it within 24 hours and honestly found it tough to put down.
Speaker 5.
This is by far one of the funniest works of fiction I have ever read. The characters, one of the biggest strengths in this book, bring a lot of charm and humour by managing to be both unique yet stereotypically British at the same time. There is so much going on, so many little details to keep track of, and yet it still manages to come together quite nicely to form a great story about what it means to be human. This is a fun story that uses side plots to make light of what can be some very serious and topical themes.
Speaker 1.
Let me start off by saying that I love this book. It has earned a permanent place on my bookshelf and I'm recommending it to everyone I know. You don't have to be an absolute fantasy devotee to like this book. I enjoyed the fact that the fantasy in this book is pretty light, with most of the story really being centered in our world. The author does a great job with the characters. They're never so extreme that they don't seem human. They're always struggling with their nature, which is something all of us do.
Speaker 2.
This was a very worthwhile read. I can confidently say that this is among the better reads available. I was impressed on many levels, and the reading experience was an enjoyable one. I would recommend it to fans of the zombie apocalypse genre, but I also think it would work for readers who might ordinarily avoid this type of novel. In simple terms, it is a well-written story featuring sound characterization. I definitely recommend it, and I would be happy to read more by this promising young author, especially the sequel to this one.
Speaker 3.
Although this is quite a short story with a limited number of characters, I found that they were still developed and interesting. In a similar way, there are only two or three settings where the action takes place. However, there are many twists in the story, and it is surprising how easily some of the characters are manipulated, as well as how trusting and untrustworthy people can be. When the tale came to a close, I definitely wanted to find out more about them, and the next book's adventures should be great. To conclude, a highly enjoyable quick read that is well written, with quality characters, and an intriguing ending.
Speaker 4.
This is the first book in what is currently a trilogy, and it's engaging enough to want to see what happens next in this world. The finale was emotional and I was content with the outcome. I don't really have anything negative to say about this book. For fans of complex adult fantasy or readers who dislike romantic storylines, then this might not be for you. That being said, I thought the romance was well crafted and believable. It's not the sort of book I'd normally read, but I finished it within 24 hours and honestly found it tough to put down.
Speaker 5.
This is by far one of the funniest works of fiction I have ever read. The characters, one of the biggest strengths in this book, bring a lot of charm and humour by managing to be both unique yet stereotypically British at the same time. There is so much going on, so many little details to keep track of, and yet it still manages to come together quite nicely to form a great story about what it means to be human. This is a fun story that uses side plots to make light of what can be some very serious and topical themes.